News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump administration again ordered to immediately restore frozen government funding.
The federal judge in Rhode Island said, no, you can't freeze that money in and of itself, too. So he ordered that that money be unfrozen. And then an argument was made in court that the federal government didn't comply with that. So this judge in Rhode Island has now just today ruled that the government did not comply with his order and must unfreeze those grants.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The administration ordered federal prosecutors to drop the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. The Justice Department says the case comes too close to Adams' reelection campaign. In Guatemala City, the country's capital, a multi-vehicle crash spurred a bus to plunge into a gorge, fall 115 feet, and crash under a bridge on the outskirts of town. It landed upside down and half submerged in a stream, at least 55 people killed. This is ABC News. New Orleans police are not preferring charges against the cast member who displayed the Palestinian flag with the word Gaza during Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show. The NFL, though, says the protester will be banned for life from league stadiums and events. Restaurateurs nationwide continue to struggle with the ridiculously high cost of eggs, driven even higher by bird flu-fueled shortages.
At Luna Cafe in Seattle, breakfast is her busy time of the day, and they rely on having eggs. Last week, thieves broke in and stole over 500 eggs and liquid egg product, along with other breakfast supplies. General Manager David Park says they've had to look around stores in Seattle to find enough eggs to stay open.
We couldn't, like, order any eggs, so we had to drive around all the markets to get the egg. But, you know, if you go to Costco or, you know, some grocery store, it's hard to get them.
Police in Seattle are investigating. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Richard Cantu.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, they all hurt. You get this far. You battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP.
Offense was able to score points to take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. What better time to announce new concert dates than after a couple billion people saw your Super Bowl halftime performance? Kendrick Lamar is doing just that as he announced new dates of his grand national tour, where he will be joined by SZA, who also joined him for part of the show at Super Bowl 59. The tour starts in April and tickets go on sale as early as this coming weekend. One of the great things about being homesick is you get to catch up on TV to the point where you're sick of it. But the least I could do is pass along a recommendation or two. If you like a good thriller, check out Don't Move. The film is directed by Sam Raimi and is about a girl who faces becoming completely incapacitated after being drugged as she tries to escape a predator in the woods. The film is only an hour and a half long and constantly moves. Really solid new film from Sam Raimi that you can check out on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Around 1 to 2 inches of snow in the overnight. Lows will drop to the upper single digits. Wind chills around zero, thanks to a north breeze. On Tuesday, briefly mostly sunny, highs close to 20 degrees. More clouds on the way Tuesday night. Right now, it's 19.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is on a vacation, so it'll be Tuesday Tangents with you and Aaron Zomers. And headlines of the day, be with us then. And what's worse, we'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to our second hour of our program here. On the line with us, my buddy Dean Obidala, the host of the Dean Obidala Show, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. right here on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127. If you don't subscribe to his newsletter, Dean's Report, you need to. Just go to substack.com and plug in Dean's Report in the little search box, and it'll pop right up. And, it's free. Just check it out. It's really worth the effort. And, in fact, he's got two brilliant Dean's Reports from the last couple of days that I wanted to talk to him about. Dean, I'm so glad you came on the program today. The first here, one is a good news one, more profiles of courage. Mm-hmm. And the other is, why is Trump making America less safe from terrorist attacks? These two, just both of them, just really, impressed me and kind of blew my mind this week. Let's start with, why is Trump making the U.S. less safe?
Right. Well, that is the more concerning one, right? Because I think we need to amplify the good stories out there because corporate media has made Trump omnipotent. But in terms of making America less safe, that's not just my opinion. I had Congressman Dan Goldman last week, who's on the House Homeland Security Committee, former federal prosecutor, and Frank DiMluzzi, who served in the FBI for over 25 years. And they both noted that Trump's purge of FBI agents, his offering to buy out anyone in the CIA or NSA who wants to go, and they're not replacing them with people who are public servants. We learned over the weekend from the Washington Post that you have to answer yes to two questions. Was the 2020 election stolen? And was January 6th an inside job? And if you answer no, you don't get hired. I'm not kidding. That was in the Washington Post reporting on Sunday.
Whoa.
So Trump is making us less safe. And we know he's making us less safe. That's indisputable.
Well, let me add one thing to this,
why.
Too.
Sure.
If I could just add one other way that he's making us unsafe. You'll recall when bin Laden wrote his letter to America, he told us that he was going, this was 1998, that he was going to strike us because Herbert Walker Bush had convinced Saudi Arabia to put an Air Force base, the Bin Sultan Air Force Base, in Saudi Arabia to stage, flights, F-16s or F-35s or whatever they are, into Iraq. And then we never pulled our troops out. And bin Laden was really pissed off that there were, men, watching porn and women driving cars with their elbows showing inside Saudi Arabia. And he said, if you don't remove these people, I'm going to hit you. And 3 weeks after 9/11, George W. Bush pulled all of the American troops out of the Bin Sultan Air Force Base and shut that thing down. But that, he was the reason we got hit on 9/11 was because we were occupying Arab soil. And now this morning, Trump just came out and said, dead certain about, or something words to that effect, about buying and owning Gaza. What,
I'm not right.
Piss off a few people, you think?
It would, and I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, just today, Israel and Netanyahu complied with another term in the ceasefire, and they withdrew troops from the northern part of
No, but I mean, just the rhetoric is enough to cause people to want to attack us.
Wanting to attack us and actually engaging in a terrorist attack is a different thing. To me, there are numerous threats. It's not just from Islamic threats, from radicals. You've got the biggest threat in America is right-wing white supremacists. That's a threat we have to deal with. Absolutely. It doesn't matter where the threat comes from. The question is, what happens when there is a terrorist attack on U.S. soil? Because there will be. And Trump, I think, is making us less safe. I'm not going to say he's rooting for a terrorist attack, because I don't have evidence of that. I think it's fair to say that, but I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is, what's he going to do when it happens, when it comes? And history tells us what he will do. And Timothy Snyder's book On Tyranny tells us what he's going to do. And, you know, the picture on my magazine, on my article, is the Reichstag fire from 1933 Germany. Hitler used that to get the Enabling Act passed, which made him a dictator. He, the day after the fire burned down the German parliament, he said that you could arrest anybody and hold them for unlimited periods of time. It doesn't matter who calls the Reichstag fire. The debate is, did Hitler do it himself? The point is, when that happened, how will Trump respond? Everyone listening knows Trump will use any emergency, any attack to consolidate power and take away and suspend more of our civil liberties. We all know that. There is no debating that. That's why when he's making it safe, when you do 2 + 2 = 4, that's where we're going. And that's what so concerns me, Tom, is that Trump is taking us, he's following the authoritarian playbook on numerous issues. I keep writing about it and flagging it for people, from defending the January 6th terrorists and using the FCC to go after the media. And the checklist goes off and off. And this is just another one on that list. We are seeing the story. It's not a surprise, folks, when Trump has the military in the blue cities occupying us, taking over media outlets and spending our civil liberties. It's all there in front of us. The question is, does that happen or not? But don't be surprised if it does, because everything is telling us that's where he's going. It's not hyperbolic. It's not speculative. This is the playbook he's following.
Yeah, yeah. And Putin, you know, used that attack on the theater in Chechnya to radically expand his power. I mean, there's a long history of this. You're absolutely right. And when Marius van der Lubbe set the Reichstaggebäude on fire, you know, within 30 minutes, Hitler had rushed to the scene and grabbed a microphone and said, "This is a sign from God," you know, that he was ordained to rule in Germany. It's pretty mind-boggling stuff. So I agree with you. The other piece you wrote, more profiles of courage, patriotism, and resistance in standing up to Trump. This was kind of an uplifting piece. Tell us about this.
We need uplifting. My goal on my show, and in my articles, I've done this 2 weeks in a row, is to try to amplify the profiles in patriotism, courage, compassion, and resistance, because they're out there. They're not hard to find. Corporate media is just ignoring them because they're too busy making Trump the dictator they want. And I say that sincerely to the executives who really want the tax cuts, the mergers that Trump is offering, and less regulations will trade our democracy for it. But look, this week, no one's more critical of Democrats not fighting, Tom, than me. I was on the show talking about how Democrats need to punch Trump in the face every day, come up with ways to get the media narrative away from him. But this week, we saw Democrats actually go outside of the Capitol, go to rallies outside of U.S. Treasury and USAID. We also had profiles in courage in terms of different grassroots organizations and unions bringing lawsuits, and then numerous judges standing up to Trump, even a Trump-appointed one, Carl Nichols, and a Reagan-appointed one, and numerous Democratic-appointed ones, who stood up to Trump and stopped them on issue after issue, from the buyout to the birthright citizenship, trying to rewrite the 14th Amendment, to the spending freeze that he wants to do, to barring Elon Musk and his minions from getting the data, and the court orders, they must immediately destroy all the data they have gathered. And people go, well, how do you enforce it? Well, it's inherent in the courts to do contempt, which can be fines or imprisonment. That's inherent. That's how you do it. The only one protected from that is Trump, who will not be fined, of course. When you can't protect someone, you can't give someone immunity for civil contempt for enforcing an order. There's no, it's not criminal. So the reality is that judges are doing the great things. All of us together, we are collectively standing against the abyss of fascism. We are facing the abyss of fascism right in front of us. It's so, right here. I never expected we'd be here.
Yeah,
but we're facing it now.
I didn't either, although I've been warning about it for years. My voice started getting higher and higher back after 9/11 when Bush pushed through the Patriot Act and opened Guantanamo and you know, just openly defied the Constitution and international law at Abu Ghraib and other places. But I didn't think it would go this bad this fast. It's pretty friggin' shocking. Dean, you're an attorney. I'm not. We're both familiar with judicial supremacy and judicial review. The doctrines that largely came out of Marbury versus Madison, but have been respected all these years. I'm wondering what your thoughts are. The executive does not have to do what the courts say. Of course, can't micromanage the president, basically. These things are, going to be
now
fine.
Now, from the south, I never met it. What kind of girl I want?
My understanding is that only federal marshals can basically enforce the decrees of federal judges. Federal marshals and marshals, of course, are also not that bad.
Suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call.
730.
one coffee and a little baby orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey Dad, who's that? Before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why gotta put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside. I wish I could be more like her. My little thing would be pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, Daddy, why was she so mad? Before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? What are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? And the trees, why gotta put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her, I wish I could be more like her. My little thing would be pretty and big, backseat driver.
Just how easy it is, and thank you so much.
Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Well, we gotta put a stinger on a honeybee. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of their windows on the side. I wish I could be more like her. My little dang feet, pretty big.
Website at TomHartman.com. It's a great gift too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Leader.
Pulled in the driveway, picked up the paper, found my key.
Change starts with you.
Unlocked the door.
You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives and let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. The Capitol
like
switchboard.
I'd never
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms.
And
for
non-religious
freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, FFR, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, fortified the wall between the church and state.
Could have heard a heartbreak. Never saw the flood come. Even more about the rain. Never heard a howl sound. So now with memories, where there used to be a happy home. In the house on the corner of a lonely and gone.
Or text my last name, Hartman,
listening.
511.
If you show me a sign,
well,
I never saw.
Visit ffrs.us/Hartman.
Did I stop giving?
And to be quite honest with you, I think every president should be distancing themselves right now. Every former president from Donald Trump, and I can see why. So I'm just coming up with a point. There was a line in the book about Lloyd Austin that was surprising.
Never seemed to be alone. Can't find a stepping stone. This went better when I played it in my mind. And there's a silence in the air. Don't you know how much I care? Don't you know that you're the reason that I dream? She said, I've been waiting on you to kiss me. Waiting on you to make your move. There's a window open to steal my heart. And I'm waiting on you. It's all these little games, I hope you feel the same. I live my life afraid you'll never know the truth.
I think Sarah.
She said, don't walk away, I need you to stay. If you want, you can wrap me in your arms. She said, I've been waiting on you to kiss me. Waiting on you to make your move. There's a window open to steal my heart. And I'm waiting on you to kiss me.
Consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean, right now to learn more. 800-554-0206.
That's 800-554-0206. If we don't fix what's wrong in America,
no word in English language.
Big shot CEOs have moved their jobs to other countries. Gas prices are killing us in America.
We stay together.
But we still love our promised land. And we're going to keep believing that we can do better than
you should wait 30 minutes.
Because we are Americans. When we're down, we must rise. We must come back to greatness. All our truth instead of lies. We want to be instead of war, the house out of order doesn't work right anymore.
time for apathy. It's time to face reality. Who's looking out for us in America?
Or a business that simply needs better payroll software.
Our money is being wasted.
Should Americans come first in America? Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find your go hungry. Thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free.
And we can do
Capterra connects you with amazing software that will help you do what
we are Americans. When
visit
we're down, we must rise. We must come to fight the greatness. Honor truth instead of lies. It's one thing. We need each other more than ever in America. This is America, land we call our own. The spirit of our people is what makes us feel like home. Let's all stand together, speak with one heart, one mind. We can do better in America and better for mankind. Because we are Americans, when we're down, we must rise. Honor, truth, instead of lies. If we want to lead the world again, we've got to lead ourselves. We need each other more than ever in America. This is America, land we call our own. The spirit of our people is what makes it feel like home. Let's all stand together, speak with one heart, one mind. We can do better in America and better for mankind.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full body alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment,
Put his mouth on a midnight train.
You'll also get my best of the rest of the news. A daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today.
Just
you can't afford to miss. So we're waiting for you. Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for this podcast. Now, do it for yourself.
Go to TomHartman.com
and see just how easy it is. Thank you so much.
I got a piece of nothing farm. Shotgun and a hound dog. I got a tractor and a farm. Rocking to my front porch and a jug of homemade wine. But I ain't making music. That's how I spend my time. Well, that's country. I was born as a country child. Now that's country.
It's time to take a stand. Since 1970,
but ain't the same in the big old town.
But joining the FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. You know, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for music and science. When you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to free thoughts of a newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values.
Talk to y'all. Have you ever laid in a field of clover late into the night and watched a shooting star fall from heaven to the moon? It's out of sight. That's just what neighbors do. I'm proud to be from the country. Now how about you? That's country. I was raised on that Mississippi mile. Now that's country.
Stop.
minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Don in Denver. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
Fine thing.
Whisper to me softly. Breathe words on my skin.
All this talk of people impersonating.
No one's near and listening. So please.
Yeah, three arrests so far.
Don't say goodbye.
It's like rats, you know, you see one, count ten.
Just hold me close.
I'm sure there's a lot of folks who don't know how to do it.
Press your lips to
start gathering up evidence to stop, such as recording the conversation, but also trying to
get somebody
else that they can take this off and they may not do that to me.
So that you stay with me and keep me warm. So hold me close and love me. Give my heart a smile.
Japan has been wanting to become a big exporter of LNG gas.
They don't.
But they wound up to export. I mean, exporting LNG, and that was a big, that was
real boys, I hate to leave. Good company. My baby just called me on the phone.
If my memory serves correctly,
I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox.
And
it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down.
I
left something turned on at home.
In the context of massive wildfires in California and Hawaii,
huge floods across the southeastern states. Hurricanes hitting force levels that literally have never seen on Earth.
Hey, waitress, could you cancel that order? But if it's too late, I'll take it to go.
It's more profit for American fossil fuel.
Boys, I got to run for somebody calls 911.
So I'm
going to say, yes, something turned on.
He's not going to be alive.
It ain't the stove. It ain't the heater. She's hotter than a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there.
Right now,
her arms are open. The house is a problem. Smoking. A little something turned on. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a problem. Smoking. A little something turned on.
United States is, and if the BRICS take over and
so right, there ain't nothing wrong.
your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554, extension 2109, or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there.
Across the globe.
It is winter across the farm fields. We salute the farmers who work tirelessly behind the scenes during the winter months. Even when the ground is frozen, they are busy maintaining equipment, planning for the next planting season, and caring for livestock. Their dedication ensures that our food supply remains steady, and their hard work never goes unnoticed, even in the off-season. The salute to farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big-screen HDTV headquarters. The area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place. Your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto Richland Center, your total car center. Keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Unlike any of my other books, it's a collection.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Jet Speed Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Jet Speed Seed and Such.
And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Lost. Like,
hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism one among, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and generating the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived, other similar to well, modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific enemies, rather than the scope and boldness of the symptoms of life. My book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Thanks so much for showing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that your listening community means a lot to us.
What a way to say you love me. You love me.
That's why Dr. is creating Field of Greens, a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily. It's like a nutritional aroma for your body. Each fruit and vegetable is doctor-selected for specific health benefits such as heart health, lungs, liver, metabolism, and health. I love when the energy I get in life, most you were a rebel there. When my soul was a desert, you were a fountain. It's the nutritional armor my body needs. And when I need you around, love as your doctor will notice your good health. You were a mountain. Let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM.
When my soul was a desert, you were.
And the code is TOM, THOM.
The markets are blue. Yeah. You were a mountain.
address of people, and there's no passion.
At first it was no problem,
and what they're trying to do,
of you
and
now then,
the time boring, and they're done.
She remember
John Stewart trying to fight for.
Did you spark my imagination? Temptation about to drive me wild. These flares of desire, you can see for my loved ones.
And he got up there before me.
It's like you're trying to hide a fire in the dark.
So the only people who are speaking out loudly are people who are in absolutely safe districts, like AOC and Jamie Raskin. But I am hopeful that more of them will grow a spine and start speaking out. I know obviously you are. I think that's
afternoon,
a broad
tide,
set across the
working
country.
Thomas, my plan. Got one hand in the water, the other in the sand. Two beers in a cooler, one warm heart in place. Got a picture in a bottle, one nailed up to a palm tree, one out in the wind, and they all look like me. I want somebody to be the feelings all over my face. Oh, I've never been more ready than I am right now. I know sooner or later, someday, somehow, somebody's gonna walk up, join somebody, sitting right. Smooth kind of style. She kisses me on the cheek and she says with a smile, I've been waiting all my life for you, baby. Where have you been? Plan right now, right here. The coast is clear.
Journalism sites should definitely go after. And thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that. Hopefully, somebody can do something about it. Appreciate the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're enjoying the order for the hours business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos for the ship station.
you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one automated repetitive tasks and finding the best rates among all the global carriers.
That my ship would find. I was dreaming because
it makes me feel so alive. Features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. From a better life, you will be my only one.
Center, WRCE, Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn as judgments continue to mount up against the Trump administration. Also, why is the DOJ dropping criminal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams?
Tune in. The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump signed an order imposing tariffs of 25% on all imported steel and aluminum, and he may not stop there.
We'll be talking about other subjects like cars. We'll be talking about drugs and pharmaceuticals. We'll be discussing chips, and we're going to be doing some other things in addition to that.
A federal judge in Rhode Island found that the administration has not fully obeyed his order to unfreeze federal spending. Money for things like early childhood education, pollution reduction, and HIV prevention research remain tied up despite the January 31st order. The judge ordered the administration to release billions of dollars in funding. One person was killed, three more were hurt when a business jet veered off a runway after landing at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport, crashed into a parked business jet. This is ABC News. President Trump announced new tariffs, 25% on imported steel and aluminum.